Number 44, Castle Grube.
We were married. My wife was 19, I was 22, and then we moved into the castle.
As Alfred Fischer remembers, he made his living as a fisherman on Lake Hallstatt until he retired.
My father-in-law was a music teacher, and he had lived here. We found a desolate castle. It was owned by rich people. They had sugar factories in the Czech Republic. They lost everything under Hitler.
The Castle Grub grounds on the other shore are opposite Hallstatt. Alfred Fischer had to thank a late arrival for the fact that, soon after the end of the Second World War, he could move into the castle. A late arrival that was already many decades in the past.
The woman, however, had no heirs and wanted to leave the castle to the community of Hallstatt.
The woman, that was Wilhelmine von Czefkini, the wife of the former Russian ambassador to Austria.
Shortly before she died, the priest and the mayor were sent for. They were rowing over by boat. Then they were waved back. You no longer need to come. She's already dead.
That Wilhelmine von Czefkini could no longer leave the castle, which she had built, to the Hallstatt community as planned, had wide-ranging consequences, because the property changed owner many times in the following 120 years. But hardly any of them had the money or the will to properly restore the decaying castle complex.